Well, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, before we open our Bibles and talk about some things, I want you to think on something. You know the generals we often study, the, talk about the generals, you know, Kuhlman, Brannan, and Old Robertson, all those and everything else? They all had something in common. I don't know if you know what that is, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but they had something in common. Every one of them did. And I didn't name all the generals and everything else. Something that the body of Christ has gotten away from, pastors have gotten away, fivefold's gotten away from it and everything else. And that is, they all operated in the gifts. They weren't in the Greek and Hebrew. They were into the Spirit. Now, if you're studying that, don't be offended. But I think we've been, the body of Christ has got so much dumped on us that we respect the generals. We read about Wigglesworth and all that. We read about all this and everything else. And we wonder, gee, wow. Well, they all had something, and that includes the apostles. They all operated in the gifts. They didn't get all into all those side dishes. We're always trying to learn more about God through some way. The only way you're going to learn about God is by the Spirit of God. And so every one of them that you study, the one in Washington there that has the prayer closet, what do you call him? What's his name? Out in Washington State there, he has the, you know, you go out there and you learn how to have a prayer room. And John G. Lake, he operated in the gifts. When you think about it, Kuhlman, all of them, that was set them apart. They weren't into all these other things. They operated in the gifts, period. That was their ministry. They got turned on by the Holy Spirit. And we lack a lot of things. You know why? Everybody's telling us you got to do 15 things, turn around three times and spit. And then after you spit, find out if it's in Greek or Hebrew. Now listen, saints, I'm not putting anybody down. This is Greek and Hebrew. I accept this, what they interpreted here, what they put in here. If you want to learn more, that's fine. But if you want to learn the supernatural, you're going to have to learn the gifts. Amen? Does that make sense? When you set them, when you study them, they're all set aside because every one of them operated in gifts. One gift of two gifts and so on and so forth. They didn't operate in the stuff, and they were trying to teach the body that. They were always trying to teach the body that. Brannan was always trying to teach the body that. He was always, and Kuhlman and everything else, she was always trying to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit. Amy McPherson, the same way. All operating the gifts. Ain't that something? So we're studying the generals, and we're studying all these people, and we're saying, wow, wow. Well, they didn't get caught up going over here and eating this pasture, going over eating that pasture. They got caught up by the power of the Holy Spirit and operated in the gifts. And that way there, they blessed the body. Now, that's number one I'm going to give you tonight. Number two is, listen now, all of those always wanted something from God, the gifts, to help somebody. Everything Jesus done, he done for somebody, including us. And I think if you got those two ingredients, ask God if you want the gifts so you can help somebody, free somebody, heal somebody by the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But when you go before God, ask God, God the Holy Spirit, help me how to help someone else. So if you'll learn those two things and focus on them, asking God about it, and then begin to realize that all these people operated in the gifts. If you read their books, I could be found wrong, but I don't think any of them were ever teaching in these little side dishes. Go over and do this and go over and do that. They just demonstrated the power of the Holy Spirit prayerfully, It would be imparted to whom they were talking to. And I think many times it was. And many times people started operating in the gifts. And I think the church, which is the body of Christ, has gotten away from that. Oh, we may have a tongue and interpretation once in a while, but that's not what God's talking about. That's a great gift too. No gift is, you know, we don't talk like, well, this is a good gift, that's a bad gift. And so they're all good gifts. But God was telling me today and yesterday that the body of Christ needs to get back to seeking God, wanting to walk in his footprints, wanting to do what he does and continues to do. And he wants that for us more than we want that. He really wants it for us. Amen? And it's just as easy as getting saved. It's just as easy as to walk in the gifts. Hallelujah. Let's do some kingdom language now. Amen? Sit in peace for a minute. Praise you, Jesus. We thank you for your peace, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for your grace, for your mercy, for your compassion, for your fruits, for the gifts, for your mind, Jesus, for faith, Jesus, faith over Satan. I can speak to Satan in faith, in your name, Jesus, and I can bind Satan. I can bind principalities and powers. I can bind poverty. I can call the blessings of Abraham through my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All these promises that you speak of, Jesus, are yes. We ask tonight that the Holy Spirit help us to understand. Bring us to another level. Let us learn your gifts, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. A lot of people are not into this. A lot of people are into religion. That's the reason why you see these great big churches today. And they're all packed out and everything. Because they're all getting itchy ears. And they're getting the flesh begets flesh. And so when you go in there. And I'm not saying they're bad people. That's maybe their call and everything else. But if you're going to study people, the apostles or whatever you're going to study, you're going to study the generals and all that and all these people who are overseas. There was a particular person who there was a lake or a river in between them and the people over here, and they wanted to serve communion over there, and God let them walk on the water and bring them communion. Now, some people say, I don't know about that. Well, you don't have to know about it. The trouble with the generals and all, they believed in the supernatural. They believed in God speaking through a donkey. And so God wants to stir that back up in the church, the body of Christ, whether he can be successful, because our free wills, the Holy Spirit don't shut our free will down. We have a free will. And so when Jesus became getting ready to go to the cross, he said, "Let thy will be done." Amen? I don't want to do this. He said, but let thy will be done. So we ought to go before God and say, God, I want your will operating in my life. I want the supernatural. I want to understand knowledge and wisdom. I want knowledge, but a lot of people jump on knowledge and have no wisdom how to operate in the knowledge, the word of knowledge, word of wisdom. Hallelujah. So we're going to talk about the kingdom some more. Hallelujah. I got to get my glasses here. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. So think of that. They had something in common. The generals that we all read about and read their books and woo, everything else, they all walked in the gifts. That was their call. That was the anointing they operated in. And that's what God gave them to demonstrate to the church that the church needs the gifts of the Spirit. There's many, many people are sick. There's many people in poverty. There's many people oppressed and depressed. And so the Bible says in Luke 4:18, the Spirit of God's upon us. He has anointed us to preach the gospel, to open the blind eyes and set the oppressed and the captives free. to heal the brokenhearted and preach the acceptable year of the Lord. There's two or three different anointings there to do different things. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So some of you may disagree with me tonight, but I believe this is the kingdom from Genesis to Revelation. I believe it came out of the world of God. I know God used men and God used women, but this is the kingdom. And I'll show you where I'm coming from and what I mean by that. And hopefully he'll bring light and revelation to us tonight. Hallelujah. In John, the Gospel of John, Steve, if you would please, 18:36. Jesus is answering Pilate here. Hallelujah. Jesus answered and said, "My kingdom is not of this world." I want you to understand that. That anything from Genesis to Revelation is not of this world. If you can accept God this way, if you can ask the Holy Spirit to help you, that the kingdom, this here, is not of this world. So we can't interpret it from education. Education, God's not against education now, but we can only interpret by the Spirit of God. He's the one that can bring us light to us. Jesus answered, he's talking back to Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." So that's the first understanding that the generals had, that the kingdom was not of this world. So they were going to have to learn the supernatural. They were going to have to sow to the Spirit, ask the Holy Spirit to teach them and counsel them, because they couldn't find the kingdom, you see. And John, by the way, is the only one that mentions this. Do you know that? I don't know if you know that or not. But Jesus wants us to understand that his kingdom is not of this world, okay? So anything I learn in this world, from this world, about God ain't worth a flip. You know that? Where we learn it from is from the kingdom. This is the kingdom from Genesis to Revelation. The Holy Spirit is going to teach us, and then once we learn that we're now entered the kingdom, when you pray in tongues, you've entered his world. You've entered his kingdom. When you speak the word of God, you speak the name of Jesus, you have entered his world. You have entered his kingdom. Amen? So we don't want to look at it as a worldly book or worldly teaching, because his kingdom is not of this world. And so the Holy Spirit is going to get you to understand that, because if you don't understand that, that every time you and I enter the Word of God or into some teaching and light and revelation of Jesus, we are entering his world. We are entering his kingdom. Amen? Amen. Now listen, when John went to the Isle of Patmos, we all saying that men put him there and so on and so forth, but it was God's plan. He went there to get a revelation of Jesus. So he got a revelation from the kingdom, not of this world. That's why it takes the Spirit to read the book of Revelation. That's a good example. He goes to the Isle of Patmos. Everybody's got all these reasons why he was thrown over there and so on and so forth. But he went there to get a revelation of the kingdom, a revelation of Jesus. Jesus is the kingdom. His kingdom is not of this world. So all the stuff you read in Revelation, you see, is not of this world. It's about Jesus. It's about his kingdom. And so it takes the Spirit to interpret that. It takes the Spirit to learn the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The word of knowledge and wisdom and faith and healings and miracles and tongues and interpretation, tongues and prophecy and so on and so forth. It takes the Holy Spirit to learn the kingdom. But I want you to understand, you and I are in this world, but we are not of this world. We are of the kingdom. So if the king saved us, he brought us into his kingdom, then we're going to have to learn his kingdom. We're going to have to realize that this is the kingdom of God. And you and I must realize, saints, that God the Holy Spirit wants to teach us this. Because all of us play around with the Word of God. We never seem to get a lot of it to operate in our lives. You ever notice that? You know, so not a lot of people talk about miracles. There ain't no miracles operating in their lives. They don't even walk in miracles. A lot of people are talking about the word of knowledge, of wisdom. It's not even operating in their lives. A lot of people talk about faith. Faith ain't even operating in their lives. How do you know? Look at their homes. Look at their marriage. Look at their automobiles. Check their wallets. You'll get a lot of dust. If we believe this is the kingdom, and we believe it's the power of God, the word of God, then it should be eventually, somewhere, sometime down the road of the supernatural kingdom of God, it should be operating in our lives. We got all these people running around saying things, and all they're doing is talking through their head. God wants you to know, he said, my kingdom is not of this world. So I'm going to have to ask and sow to the Spirit. Maybe all of us need to get off into Isle of Patmos somewhere and get a revelation of Jesus. So when he was on the Isle of Patmos, he was receiving the kingdom, the revelation, the light, because revelation is about Jesus, right? So he was receiving the kingdom. That's why revelation sounds so strange to us in some areas of revelation. And we all will say at times, I don't understand that. Well, if you stop trying to understand it, just read it, let it bless you, you'll receive from the kingdom. And so my approach is the kingdom starts back in Genesis. Because God always was. Jesus always was. At one point, he left heaven. The Holy Spirit always was. He has no beginning. He has no end. Is that true? Hallelujah. And so he always was. Now, there was times when seasons arrived. You know, with God, he reveals many things to us. But there's many things in God that still remains a secret in God. You know that? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Turn, if you would, to Colossians 2, verse 3. In whom are hidden all the treasures of the wisdom and knowledge. He's talking about Jesus. You're talking about Jesus here. Can they go one verse before that? Go to what 2 says. Yeah. Now this I say, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love and attaining to all the riches of the full assurance of understanding. See, I don't think we have an awful lot of full assurance of understanding by the Spirit of God. To the knowledge of the mysteries of God, both of the Father and of Christ. And then he goes on to say, in whom are hidden all the treasures of the wisdom and knowledge. So the Spirit of God don't take anything unless he takes it from Jesus and reveals the kingdom to us. You see that? If all knowledge and wisdom is found in Jesus, then the Holy Spirit in John 16 takes from Jesus and gives to us. He brings the revelation of the kingdom to us. He imparts it to us. You see? He brings that light and revelation of the kingdom, and he helps us operate. So when you study the generals, every one of them had the kingdom imparted into them, the gifts of the Spirit, and that's where they operated in. Whether it be faith, whether it was miracles, whichever gifts they operated in, it was the kingdom imparted to them. Amen? God wants to do the same thing with us. Not on a hit-and-miss thing, not just on a Friday night or a Sunday morning. God wants the gift flowing whatever you want to flow in them. If you see somebody that's sick, if you see somebody that's hurt, if you see somebody out in the parking lot, whatever. God wants to have built the kingdom into you, that the gifts are operating in you, that you can go over to somebody knowing the Spirit of God is with you, and that he'll release that into to help that individual. Because gifts are to help people. Amen. They're not for me or for you, unless I got something wrong with me, but they're to help people. And so, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom? So the Holy Spirit is going to take out of Jesus, John 16 now, 13, 14, 15, and 16, Can you put that up there, Steve? It'll connect to this. John 16, down at verse 13. Hallelujah. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Next one, 14. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. You see how he's going to transfer that? How the Holy Spirit is going to take that from Jesus? Because all knowledge and all wisdom is found in Jesus. And the Holy Spirit is going to take it from Jesus and give to us. Next one, please, 15. All things that the Father has are mine. This is Jesus speaking. Therefore, I said that he will take them and declare it to you. You see, that's that kingdom living. That's that impartation from the Holy Spirit from Jesus into our lives. That's the same thing that happened to John on the Isle of Patmos. He stepped into the kingdom. The kingdom came to him. He was either getting a vision when he was in the Spirit and so on and so forth. And so God wants you to try to understand how God has put this together. If I try to do it any other way, it ain't going to work. If I try to do it by my education, it ain't going to work. Amen? So God wants you to understand, hallelujah, that the kingdom is not of this world. So it takes the Holy Spirit. Everything the Father has is in Jesus. It takes the Holy Spirit to remind us of everything Jesus said and to take from Jesus and give to us, to impart it into us. So I can take that and impart it into somebody who needs help. Once I learn, I've got it. So your generals operated in the gifts of the Spirit. They didn't operate in all the other stuff that goes on today. They operated in the gifts, period. And so God is saying here today that all knowledge in Colossians is in Jesus. All the mysteries, all the knowledge, all the wisdom. And it takes the Holy Spirit to impart it to you and I. And that's what God's trying to do. He's trying to train people today. He's trying to raise people up today to walk in the gifts, to understand it's all in Jesus, to understand that it takes the Holy Spirit to take from Jesus and give to you and I. It won't come from your head. Now, I understand there's a renewing of the mind and all that and everything else, but we're not talking about that now. Hallelujah. In Romans 14, 17, the Bible says that the kingdom, or kingdom righteousness, peace and joy is in the Holy Spirit. Can you get that, Steve? 4:17? Oh, you already got it. Praise God. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's what the kingdom is. It's in the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Go to Hebrews 12, 28 and 29, please. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, how much of the kingdom do you have in your life? Are you shaken about testings and trials? Are you shaken because you have lack of money? What are you shaking from? Let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Therefore, the kingdom that's in you, if you're being shooken, you're in the flesh. If you're in the kingdom, nothing will shake you. Your strength will come from the Spirit of God within you. Do you notice how a lot of people get upset about a lot of things? That's not the kingdom at all. It's our flesh. It's our emotions. My wife had to sit in the dentist chair for 4 hours, 2 hours one day and 2 hours the other day, and I was out in the waiting room this past week. And usually dentists with her, woo-hoo, boy. But she said she just knew God had everything in control. That means she was moving from within the kingdom. See, the kingdom can't be shaken. A dentist can't shake it. A testing and a trial shouldn't be able to shake us. Lack of finance shouldn't shake us. Because we know that we're in the kingdom, you see, and all the blessings of the kingdom belong to us. I just got to learn how to get in the kingdom. Well, what is the kingdom? The kingdom boils down to this: in Christ. Anytime you operate in Christ, you are operating in the kingdom. Now, we may start confessing about in Christ, amen, but it may not be operating yet. But once we start flowing in the kingdom, you'll find yourself flowing in Christ. All the things that God, he talks about in Christ, Ephesians 1:3, you're blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ in the heavenly realm. Because when you're in the, when you're in Christ, you're in the kingdom, but you're not of this world. What you're doing is not of this world. You see what I'm saying? Does that make sense to you? Are you catching on? You're finding out, hearing something here? So every time you operate in Christ, you are operating in the kingdom, and you're not operating in the flesh or in this world. You're in this world, but not of this world. You're operating in the kingdom. Praise God. What did I say, 28 and 29? Try 29, Steve. For our God is a consuming fire. Hallelujah. God wants us to die. I want to get in his world. I want to get in his kingdom. And God's going to burn you. I don't mean burn you like a fire does. But cook you. Get in the oven. You know, you often hear me say, that person isn't well done. God wants to, he's a consuming fire. If you want to get rid of the world in you, you want to get rid of self, God is going to oblige you. He's going to help you. He's going to help you to get rid of self. So it's more easier to get into the kingdom because his kingdom is not of this world. If you're going to operate in the anointing and miracles, you're going to operate in a place that is not of this world. It's not taught by this world. It's taught by the kingdom. It's taught by the Holy Spirit. When you study people, when you study the generals, you'll find all of them operated in a gift. They were not into all these other things. And that's why a lot of people get upset with the generals. You know why? Because they always talked about the supernatural. They always talked about miracles. They always talked about the kingdom, the power of God. A lot of people have itching ears. They want to hear about, when's the Brinks truck coming to my house? Hallelujah. Well, the next place I was at John 16. I think we went there already, didn't we? Yeah. Hallelujah. He's a consuming fire. Say, the cross is the power of his kingdom. That's when he freed us. That's when he brought us into the kingdom. We said, Father God, I'm a sinner. I received Jesus into my life. You stepped into another world. You stepped into the kingdom. You was given the Holy Spirit to take you on a journey from that point on, to teach you how to operate in the kingdom. It's strange that John traveled with Jesus and everything else and saw him do all these miracles, but and knew he was the Son of God, and God and Jesus loved him, and to have the he had to go to the Isle of Patmos to get the revelation, to understand the kingdom, to look into the kingdom world. You know, it's often on, and when he was on the Isle of Patmos, the Lord would say, "Come up here, I want to show you something." And he says, I was obedient when I was in the Spirit. Hallelujah. God has done an awful lot of strange things with people who want to walk in the kingdom. You may not be popular. Turn to Luke 9, 1 and 2. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all the demons and to cure diseases. Say, I have power. I have authority over all sickness, over all disease, over all demons, over all principalities and powers, over the flesh. Go to 2. He sent them to preach because they were going to operate in the gifts, they must preach the kingdom because that's where they're operating from. Maybe the people didn't understand. Maybe they said, what are you doing? Who do you think you are? Jesus operated in the kingdom in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He was not of this world. He was in this world, but not of this world. And so when he gave them the power, and when he gives you and I the power, we're going to go out and cast out demons. We're going to raise the dead. We're going to operate in miracles, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to introduce it as part of his kingdom. I'm operating in his kingdom. How do you get to get there? You got to learn to sow to the Spirit. You got to learn to confess in Christ. You got to believe that you're blessed with every spiritual blessing. You got to believe that the mind of Christ is available to you. You got to believe that knowledge and wisdom comes from the mind of Christ, not your mind. So when he sent them out, he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. If they didn't operate in the kingdom, they wouldn't have operated in the gifts. They wouldn't have healed the sick. But they saw Jesus operate in the kingdom. Are you listening? So after he trained them, they now were going to operate in the kingdom, but they must go out and identify and tell the people, what I'm doing is in the kingdom. It's not of this world. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. What does Philippians 2:5 say? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. See, there truly is a thinking process, knowledge and wisdom, kingdom thinking, that can come into your mind from the mind of Christ. Because you and I are standing here saved, temple of the Holy Spirit, doesn't mean we operate in the mind of Christ. If you want to find out, get someone upset. Step on someone's foot. Say something out of the way to them. And watch what mind comes through. See, we have to learn to get into the mind of Christ and to stay there. That may sound impossible, but Mark 9:23 says all things are possible if you believe it. To those who believe. So I can believe by the Spirit of God that I can get into his mind. That I can have his mind operating in me. I can move in the kingdom. Because I'm not of this world. I'm in this world, but I'm not of it. I'm not going to let this world dictate to me. I'm not going to let sin, disease, and sickness, and poverty dictate to me. That's of the world. That is not of the kingdom. Amen? I'm not going to let poverty dictate to me. That is of this world. I'm in the kingdom. So many people agree with the world they're in as born-again Christians. First Corinthians 2:16. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ available to us. Listen now. When John got on the Isle of Patmos, he entered into the mind of Christ. It was a revelation of Jesus, you see. It was the kingdom. He was learning about the kingdom. The mind of Christ was teaching him. In everything he saw, he had to disagree with it because it was a strangeness of God's kingdom, which is not of this world. All the horns and all the different things he saw. He has taken men and women of God in the Bible and brought them into that kingdom, and some of them have failed and ran. Catherine Kuhlman said, He asked many men first before he asked her. But men didn't want to operate in the kingdom because they were of this world and they couldn't understand the kingdom, and neither they didn't want to learn the kingdom. Because it has nothing to do with this world in our minds. Visions and dreams come from the kingdom that are of God. Hallelujah. Proverbs 16:3. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. Where? In the kingdom. Commit your way to the Lord. Don't commit it to yourself. Don't try to teach your way of teach yourself how to walk in God's way. You can't teach yourself. It must come from the mind of Christ. It must come from the Word of God. It must be taught to you by the Holy Spirit. And there'll be times in your life, and many people sitting here now, there's been times in your life that He's already brought you into the kingdom, showed you things, and 2 days later you were complaining. God don't ever use me. How's God going to do that? Why is not that? Everybody in this room has at one time walked in the kingdom, has seen the kingdom realm, has had a glimpse into Jesus. And listen to me, saints. We can put it on the shelf. We can put it in the closet and close the door. We can refuse to do it by the mind of Christ. We can refuse to learn about in Christ. We can refuse because we're in the world, we're taught of the world, our mind is of the world. So everything is fighting the kingdom. Everybody here, I'm standing here now, and God's telling me that everybody here has been in the kingdom. To what degree, I don't know. But you've been in there. Catherine Kuhlman used to say, I had a glimpse into glory. You've had a glimpse into the kingdom because it didn't line up with your little pea brain and your education. It couldn't be God. Is that God or is that the devil? That's probably what we said to Jesus. Hallelujah. Turn to Ezekiel 1, 20 and 21. Praise you, Jesus. Ah. 1, 20 and 21. When the Spirit wanted to go, they went, because there the Spirit went, and the wheels were lifted together with them. For the Spirit of a living God, living creatures, was in the wheels. Talk about a kingdom thought. What if He showed us wheels with the Spirit of God in them? And everywhere the wheels went, the Spirit of God was in the wheels. And it was to guide you and I. That's God's kingdom. That's God's thoughts. That's God's ways. My thoughts are different than your thoughts. My ways are different than your ways. Everybody here is either had a dream or a vision or a glimpse into the kingdom. And guess what? Some of you have been afraid to speak about it, because you might get attacked or be called stupid or called crazy. Do you know how long they've been calling me that? Eventually, He's a consuming fire. So you fall out of love with yourself and you fall in love with Jesus. So no matter what people say, it don't bother you, because you're not serving yourself. Whenever the Spirit wanted to go, they went. See, whenever the Spirit wants to go, He's going to go. He's going to move. Because there the Spirit went, the wheels were lifted together with them, for the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. 21. When those went, these went. When those stood, these stood. It's almost like, hey, I'm in control, the Spirit of God is saying. And when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up together with them. For the spirit of a living creature was in the wheels. I'm talking about saints. When the Spirit of God wants to do things, he's going to do it. He can move sovereignly. A lot of people may read and interpret that differently. I personally don't care. That's the way I see it. That's the way the Spirit of God sees me. He sees me as an individual that wants to walk in the kingdom, that wants to be willing to do whatever the Spirit of God wants to do. Have I refused things? Absolutely. Because I haven't been in that kind of faith always. See, you don't need Hebrew and Greek to learn faith. All you need to do is learn faith. Now, everybody's going to get bent out of shape and say, he's always coming against. Now, I ain't coming against Greek and Hebrew. If you choose to do that, that's fine. But all your generals was not into that stuff. Catherine Kuhlman was not into that. She was in the gifts, looking for the Holy Spirit to move. Amen? So he had a vision of the wheels that had a living spirit. Is that correct? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Supernaturally, John on the Isle of Patmos was now in the kingdom receiving revelation of Jesus. Look at all the different things he saw. Things Ezekiel saw. Things the apostles saw. Things the prophets saw. And the prophets in the Old Testament, they operated in the supernatural, didn't they not? See, I think, saints, once we get caught up in our gift and caught up what God wants us to do, we need to stick to it. We need to learn it. We need to pursue it. We need to keep pressing in. Amen? Put up Ezekiel 2, verse 1. And he said to me, son of man, stand on your feet, and I will speak to you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And he said to me, stand, son of man, stand on your feet, and I will speak to you. What does 2 say? Then the Spirit entered me when he spoke to me and set me on my feet, and I heard him who spoke to me. We want to hear the audible voice of God? Sometimes the Holy Spirit says, stand on your feet. Sometimes he says, move. Sometimes he says, say this, say this. Sometimes he speaks an audible voice in me about the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom. And most of the time, it is in disagreement with my natural mind. All I'm trying to do, saints, is encourage you tonight to let you know that there is a kingdom. It's not of this world. And everybody in here, I don't care who you are, everybody here has had a glimpse or tasted of it, maybe more than one time. And the trouble is, what puts the flesh on brakes on the flesh is it doesn't align with our thinking. You think about this right here. Then the Spirit entered me when he spoke to me and set me on my feet, and I heard him who spoke to me. We have the Spirit of God in us all the time. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Well, how come we can't have him? You know why? Because he's only going to move you in the kingdom, in Christ. He's only going to impart to you the things he takes from Jesus. You may have ideas of doing things, but I'm telling you, saints, the Holy Spirit will only take from Jesus and give to you and I. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, are you blessed? Yes. I'm looking for a song here. Praise you, Jesus. In the green. What'd you say? No, I ain't going there tonight, Michael. We're going to go to Terry. The green. Number two. See, this is something new. You ain't heard this one, have you? We have a green, we have a purple, and we have a black now. See? So when I say black, you'll say, what's coming now? I say, are they who? No. This one's by Terry. He knew it. Praise you, Jesus.
Sing it together.
Thank you.
Let's go four in the purple. Yeah. And we'll see what the Spirit of God wants to do. Amen.
The sound of worship coming from the throne. There are cries of adoration as men from every nation lift their voice to make His glory. Their voice to make His glory known.
Those who want prayer, come up right now, quickly, right now. Hallelujah. Spirit of God. Hallelujah. 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 Your first name is what, dear?
Eleanor.
Eleanor. Hallelujah. God would say to you, the time is not short, but God is bringing a new revival, a new breath, a new life into your spirit by the Holy Spirit. It's going to bring healing into you. It's going to catch you away and cause you to be separated from that which is trying to attach itself to you. God says it's like a magnet, but you're going to turn, the magnets are going to be turned around tonight, and you're going to move away from. God says there's newness of the Spirit of God and freshening of the Holy Spirit coming into your life. God said he's going to come upon you with peace and love, and you're going to have the faith and the assurance that what God is saying to you tonight is not something you're going to miss. It's going to start happening right away. You're going to feel the peace of God. Tomorrow morning, you're going to be revived in some areas that need revival in your physical body as well as your emotions and your mind. God says he's going to turn things around because you've come to me with your faith. You've come to me with your heart. And God said he's seen your heart. And the enemy has been throwing plugs and dots into your mind and trying to cause you to come back into the world and trying to cause you to agree with the world. But God says tonight, the message has landed in your spirit and in your heart, and you shall be awakened to the kingdom, because I, the Lord, have spoken into your life, and I, the Lord, have freed you tonight, and I, the Lord, have encouraged you tonight, and I, the Lord, say all the promises in me, saith the Lord, are yes, yes, and tonight you shall receive them, and they shall start manifesting in you by my spirit, saith the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' holy name, Lord, I touch your Lord, and I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence, the precious holy anointing. Every bit of it. Go in Jesus' name. Go! Go! Go in Jesus' name. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God. Praise you, Jesus. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, precious holy anointing. Oh, hallelujah. Precious anointing, holy Jesus, holy Jesus, hallelujah. Receive tonight, Lord. Oh, the precious anointing, the precious anointing, Lord. Father God, right now, Lord, I touch his son Andrew. I bind you, Satan. I bind the spirit of suicide in Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that victory is coming into his life. So I so release my faith in the name of Jesus against the principalities and powers, against deceiving spirits in Jesus' name over Andrew's life, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I touch his mind right now with the helmet of salvation, Lord. I touch him with your love. I touch him with your peace and your encouragement, because your angels have been released around him, Lord. And I thank you and I praise you. There'll be no suicide. There'll be no death, because I bind the spirit of death away from his thinking right now. In Jesus' name, I command that darkness, go! Go in Jesus' name. Amen. go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I touch you right now, Lord. Oh, the precious anointing of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Precious Lord. Precious Lord, hallelujah. Precious Jesus, hallelujah. Precious Jesus, precious Jesus, hallelujah. Precious Jesus, precious Jesus, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. I thank you for the blessings upon your daughter, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the doors that you're going to open for her, Lord, that no man can close. The devil can't close them. The principalities and powers can't close them. The financial problems can't close them because you've opened it, Lord Jesus, and you're going to provide everything she needs, Lord, to step through that door. Everything shall be provided, Lord, and we give you praise and honor and glory tonight, Lord. New refreshing, new beginnings, Lord, as she steps into that door, as she steps into light and revelation, as she steps into the kingdom, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, precious Jesus. Precious Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, I can see you out in the desert, but I can see a beautiful palm trees with some water, and there seems to be all kinds of fruit trees around it, and you're just a short distance from it, and you've spotted it. There's some things in the Lord, in the Word of God, that you've spotted, and God's going to cause you to walk towards it, and God's going to cause you to partake of it. God says new beginnings are going to start. New fruits are going to come into your life. A move of my Spirit is going to come upon you. You have spotted some things that you haven't spotted before. There has been a walk in the desert, but God says you've seen it with your eyes. God has taken the scales off your eyes, and he's shown you the supernatural. He's shown you that the kingdom can provide, and you're walking towards it, and you're going to receive it, saith the Lord. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for the anointing of the Spirit of God, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed Jesus. Blessed Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, I can see you two standing on a sidewalk, and there's a lot of snow. And you say, this time of year? Because God is saying there has been things that it seemed have gone cold. But God says, no. God says, now the snow is gone. Now the sun is shining. New beginnings are going to start. A new move of the Spirit of God upon you two and in you two. There's going to be new light. Eyes are going to be open to areas in the kingdom. Your eyes are going to be open, but there has been a cold spell. But God says you both stayed there, and you both stood there, and you prayed, and you caused the cold spell to leave, and you caused the warmth or the fire of the Holy Spirit to come to you that melted away the cold time. And there's new beginnings, new heat coming, a new fire of the Holy Ghost coming into your lives. Fire! 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 Fire in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, the presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Oh, The presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I can see you out there wandering around, and you just, for some reason, you can't find some addresses. You can't find, when I say addresses, some scriptures and some chapters that pertain to you from the Word of God. You're just kind of wandering around and saying, Lord, what am I here for? What do you want me to do? God says there's awakening coming into your life. The Spirit of God is going to bring an awakening. And you're no longer going to wander around and ask people, what am I doing here? Because God's going to let you know what you're doing here. And God's going to direct your life. The Spirit of God is going to come upon you. And he's the Spirit of truth. You can trust in the Holy Spirit who brings the truth and revelation about the kingdom. You are going to start getting bold, and your tongue is going to be loose for the power of God to flow through it. And you're going to say things that you never would. Yesterday, you wouldn't have said this. But today, you're going to start saying things by the Spirit of God to people to set the captives free. God's saying to you, my daughter, there'll be no longer confusion. There'll be no longer walking around. You'll know where to sit down. You'll know where to settle down, and you'll know it's yours, it belongs to you, and that you can start moving it, just like your automobile. It belongs to you, you get in it, and you drive away. God says the promises belong to you, but you haven't had that revelation of some of them. But God says tonight it's coming to you. Tonight the revelation of the kingdom is coming to you. You're going to be awakened out of darkness into light, and you won't be wandering around asking people, because it shall come upon you. The voice of God will be loud and clear, said the Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you in Jesus' name, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We thank you for testings and trials. We still love you, Lord Jesus. We still look to you as our King, our Lord, the resurrection power. We thank you, Lord, for the virgin birth. We thank you for the stripes on your back, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the blood that you shed, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your death. And when you died, Lord, every bit of MS, all sins, disease, and sickness went in the grave. And we thank you, Lord. Michael is in the resurrection power now. He's in the resurrection power. He's learning, Lord. He's receiving. He's acknowledging the kingdom. He's acknowledging the things in Christ. He's receiving the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ will teach him how to walk out of the MS, how to speak to his immune system, how to take control of his body, for surely he'll learn and continues to learn how to speak to the mountain and not give up and quit. But the Spirit of God will be upon him to encourage him, because he'll sense the presence. He'll sense the healing anointing. It'll be flooding his body, flooding his mind. And Satan, you're not going to bother this man of God. Principalities and powers, you're not going to control this man of God, because right now I speak in the name of Jesus, asking the manifestation, the growth of the Holy Spirit upon him and in him, Lord, anointing him, Lord, to walk in the healing power of you, Lord Jesus. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. What we prayed, we believe and release our faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God says, my son, you've heard the kingdom, you've heard the kingdom, you've heard the kingdom. But God says light and revelation is coming from the kingdom within you, because that's where the kingdom is. It's going to bring you forth into a place, and you're going to know that you have a right to flow in the kingdom, to flow in the mind of Jesus Christ. It's going to turn a lot of things around. It's going to cause things that haven't been settled to be settled by the Spirit of truth in you. The anointing is going to break the yoke. You're going to think on this, and you're going to think on this with your natural mind. And God says, my mind will enter in, and my mind will take over the mind of Christ, and it will teach you and encourage you and show you and let you taste of the kingdom, because my kingdom is not of this world. You are going to flow into my kingdom, which is not of this world. The world will not control you, but you'll be awakened to some new things. Refreshing is coming to your body. Encouragement is coming to your mind. And you, my son, will realize it more than most people. people because you have desired some things from me, but they haven't come yet. But guess what? They have arrived, saith the Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. Oh, I touch him right now, Lord, with the burning fire, Lord, the consuming fire of our God, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that it shall jump all over his house tonight, Lord. The fire of God upon his son, upon his wife, upon him, Lord. They'll try to turn the air on or thinking that a fan will help. But God says it's going to be my heat and it's going to be turned up according to me. And you won't be able to turn it down. It'll be me in control of the thermostat of the fire of the living God that's in you. And God says it'll help you. It'll burn out. It'll replace. Green, brand new green stuff will come out of the burnt. Will come out of the burnt. Brand new growth will come out of the burn. So Satan, you're not going to touch the boy. You're not going to touch the dad. You're not going to touch the wife. Right now, he's free. No principalities and powers. No deceiving spirits in Jesus' name, but only the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. The Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. You've been stuck in neutral, and you've been trying to get someplace, but you're still in neutral. God says he has a timing and he has a season to bring you out of neutral. And God has been preparing your heart. He's been bringing scripture to your mind. But when the scriptures come to your mind, they don't seem to do anything but just come to your mind. But God says starting now, they're going to start growing. They're going to start taking root because my scripture is my mind. It's my kingdom. And you will be in me like never before. And you'll recognize some light and some revelation about my kingdom, about being in me. And it's going to free you, spirit, soul, and body. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I praise you for what you're doing right now in Nancy's life. Oh, in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's a bunch of greenery growing around your feet. It's about 3 to 6 inches tall right now. It's going to grow up and consume you. Now, what is that? There's going to be new beginnings coming up out of some power of God in your life. Right now, it's very small, but it's going to grow up. New beginnings all through you. It's going to touch your spirit, soul, and body. It's going to cause you to realize some things you haven't realized. It's going to really bring you into a refreshing and give you direction in some areas. Father God, I touch you right now, Lord, in Jesus' holy name, and I touch him, Lord, in Jesus' holy name, and I thank you, Lord. This new green, this new beginning, Lord, in these two people's lives, Lord, particularly in the wife, coming up all around her, Lord, just growing up, Lord. And they seems to be, the green seems to be speaking like it's guiding, like it's bringing things from our Father God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy. It seems to be voices from God, a voice that says different things in different areas of the promises of God. All green, all brand new, all new beginnings. And these, they're all each have a little voice speaking. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord. All of this will be a part of his life and her life, Lord. And she'll start even as early as tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know God's doing a bleaching in your life? You know what bleach turns, takes colors away and leaves some white if you get bleach on your jeans in a washing machine? God's bleaching something. he's talking about, it's not that you're not the temple of the Holy, but he's talking about you are being brought into purity and some white, a holy place in God. And you're not going to recognize it right away, but people are going to recognize. They're going to be drawn to you. They ain't going to know why, but there's going to be a love and a purity coming out of you, pure thoughts and a purity of the Holy Spirit that's going to touch people's lives, and they're going to be drawn to you. Eventually, you're going to realize that the pure anointing of the Spirit of God is moving through you, and you're going to desire more of it, because the more you get of that, the more you can help people. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for this purity. I thank you for this move of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for this light and this revelation, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that people will be drawn to this man of God, Lord. And they won't see him, but they'll see the Jesus in him, Lord. They'll see the light coming out of him. They'll see the wisdom being spoken through him, Lord. And they won't be able to argue or disagree, because it'll be the wisdom of the Spirit. It'll be the wisdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that he takes from Jesus and works it through and manifested it and mentors it through Steve, Lord, into people's lives. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for what you're doing now and continue to do in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you and we praise you tonight, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your presence. We thank you that you are holy, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that holy heaven, Lord, has come in and taken, come into this service, Lord, and your Shekinah glory has been shining, Lord, and your Holy Spirit has been ministering, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that surely, Lord, we'll learn the kingdom, Lord. Surely, Lord, we'll step into who we are in Christ, and we'll thank you, Lord, for the mind of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the great moving of your Holy Spirit in the body of Christ. We thank you, Lord, that all the ones that we study, Lord, operated in your Spirit, Lord. We ask tonight, Lord, all of these people, Lord, you have showed the supernatural. You have showed the kingdom, Lord. We ask the Holy Spirit to help them so they won't reject anything that comes strange from you, Father God, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by your Spirit. We just give you praise and honor and glory tonight, Lord Jesus, as we desire more of you. We desire more of your kingdom. We desire not to be a partaking of this world, but partaking of your kingdom. So let that truth and that anointing break the yoke of bondage in our lives and bring forth you, Lord Jesus Christ, in our lives. So we give you praise and honor and glory. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes.